All right. Do you know what today is?
That's right. Very good. It's International Podcast Day. Do you know who does not have a topic for a podcast? That's right. It's me. Do you know who does not understand why this is even a holiday or what it's supposed to accomplish? Me again. There you go. This is liable to be brief. I'm actually going to use this to experiment a little bit with some audio editing techniques, I guess I should say, that I came across. So we're going to see if it has a little bit better effect. There was supposed to be a S-ing plugin, an anti-S-ing or no S-ing or S-ing reduction. You know, the little hiss that comes up when your S's have too many S's. Anyway, mine aren't too bad. And if I actually trained myself, I could do this. I think that people that actually train themselves learn how to get very light on the S's, where they barely say S at all. They, you know, it's almost like a silent S. I have to make sure I don't edit those out so you can actually hear those. Anyway, I don't have a whole lot. I did look up, like, International Podcast Day and where this came from and stuff, and apparently it was started just a couple of years ago by some podcasters. Imagine that, as a way to kind of promote podcasts. And it seems to be mostly social media oriented, saying, oh, promote your favorite podcast, go find a new one, give some money to your podcast, which is, you know, fine, I guess. Support them and things like that. I'm fine with people paying for entertainment and, you know, entertainment received and all this kind of stuff. I do think that there are an awful lot of people that have their hands out and saying, oh, give me some money for this. And I go both ways on this one. You know, the whole thing of, I don't have any problem with providing some free content to people that may be entertaining. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, some of this stuff does cost money. So yeah, if you're actually being entertained by it, then throw some money down, help for the cost of it here. You know, it's not, you don't just deserve this just because you have internet or whatever. But anyway, item cash grabs and all this kind of stuff. And so what are the other purposes of this holiday? Oh, don't know. Provoke, you know, find new ones. To me, what I would be looking for is either the promotion of more thought-provoking or educational or actually useful podcasts. And those are kind of few and far between. Most of them that I have found out there, which is why I don't listen to very many of them at all, are just this kind of, it's more social media stuff. It's more just, it's entertainment or it's aimed at entertainment, but a lot of it's crappy. And I can't say that I'm doing any better. One of the reasons why I don't have that many this year, and may even have fewer until I actually find, like, educational topics and stuff, because listening to the things going on in my life are just kind of pointless. And without any big stories from outings, or without any big topics that are photography-related, or even philosophically, or, you know, critical thinking-related, or anything like that, I don't have a whole lot to contribute to it. And it's come down to, when I'm looking at things, the podcast is okay. I'd rather be doing more video. I'd rather actually be doing production of video, because when you're talking about photography, actually having something visual rather than just a droning voice works better. I have been out on site with a microphone kind of talking about what I was doing, but that only goes so far. That only, you know, kind of tells you about conditions or things like that. But the whole point is that I'm sitting there with a camera. Well, I can show you pictures of it a lot easier. You don't really need to hear me. You certainly don't need to hear the click of the shutter when it's going off and going, oh, I captured that one. Oh, I didn't get that one. Pointless. So yeah, we're not going to go too long on this one at all. And I don't, as I said, have a really good topic. I had this in my calendar to pop up as a reminder. I put it in, I guess, last year sometime, completely forgot about it. And then it popped up about a week ahead of time, almost immediately after I had posted the last podcast. And I go, oh, well, there we go. I should have done, could have stalled on that one and put that up for this holiday. Now I got to find another one. And then I spent the week trying to figure out a topic for it. And I'm down to the wire right now. It's actually 2:35 a.m. on the 30th, which is International Podcast Day. And I still don't really have a topic. And one of the things that I can say is, more especially, I think, in the past year or whatever, more things have come up during the day. I have been unable to plan a day or get a schedule together for things more so, I mean, I've had it more wrecked this past year, I think, and especially the past few months than I've ever had before, or ever noticed. I'm not sure which. A small percentage of this, or a certain percentage, I don't know how small, is due to the girlfriend's mostly working from home. So with both of us here, as something comes up, as some topic comes up, or as something is happening, then we're off on another tangent. We're off on doing something else. And it doesn't, you know, it's when you have your flex time, of course, you can do this, but that does mean that if you're trying to get something done at a particular time, that it may not come up. And then, of course, there's plenty of other things that just come up on their own. So it's been kind of funny just noticing how much I might plan a day or a week or something along those lines and not get as far along on that one as I really thought I should. Shouldn't be somebody that works from home, I guess. I don't know. Or something that I have to be really fierce about distractions or really fierce about sidetracking or something along those lines, which I never felt important because what I'm doing here is not hugely productive in terms of money. But, you know, it may require more focus. It may require me to attach things better and stuff like that. Anyway, we're going to be playing a little bit more with the audio portion of this, the editing of this, and not a whole lot else. Maybe I'll throw in some fun effects in here during this effing off just to see what they sound like and see what goes on. I have been thinking about podcasting and getting more either regular subjects in there that I tackle and still haven't really been coming up with any. Or more necessarily, I don't want to say skits or anything along those lines, but that's pretty close to what I would come. A little more humor-oriented stuff. But I am not somebody that can produce humor on demand all that well. Or at all. Yes, I hear you. Shut up. And so doing this on a schedule or doing something, you know, where I'm required. If I was a comedy writer, I wouldn't be a comedy writer because I'd be unemployed. That there are times when, to me, at least my sense of humor, I shouldn't even talk about this, but there are times when I seem to be able to produce and to come up with something that seems to work, or I can do something off the cuff and have an interesting story or an interesting approach to things, or even just a more dynamic way of telling the same fucking story. I don't know. And there's other times when, you know, I kind of count on it. I want to do that and it doesn't happen. I noticed a long time ago with any kind of sports, with any kind of thing that I was doing semi-competitively, that I am the choke champ. I can go out on my own casually and do something semi-sporty. I'm not at all into sports. I really don't care, but I noticed this with bowling, I think, many years ago, and a few other odds and ends. And then I'd go out, and I would be fine, and I would do just great. And then it would get to the point where there would be some kind of competition involved, or at the very least that somebody was sitting there watching me do this. And it went to shit. It went to absolute, it was, and maybe this is kind of sampling that, you know, I'm paying attention to certain parts and not other parts or whatever, that I just became more aware of how often I was screwing up at those times. Or it could just be that I really don't work well under pressure and it goes to shit. Or it could be both. Who knows? Anyway, this won't be in here. I am actually hitting this holiday. You're having a podcast, but it's a brief one. There's not any great thing going on. There may be another one that comes up a little bit later on when I find a topic or I find something that I can fit in here. But for now, this is what we've got. Anyway, check out some other podcasts that are out there. There's only one that I listen to on a regular basis, and that's George Crabb's Geologic Podcast. I will have a link to that. There's a link to it automatically on the web pages, on the blog pages, but I will have a direct link to it in here. I have listened to a couple others which haven't been too bad, but they haven't been overly compelling or anything like that. One of the things that I do not like, and this comes up too often, and it's a little bit annoying. They have sponsors. They're trying to pay the bills. And I understand this. Again, I talk about this. They're trying to pay the bills. They're trying to support the podcast and all this. So they have sponsors. They have somebody that comes in. And it's one thing to have a commercial. It's another thing when they go, oh, here, we want you to record your own commercial because that's going to sound more authentic and people will be believable. People will believe it. It will be more believable. Something along those lines. You can see why I'm not asked to do this. And so they go in and they go, oh, yeah, well, while I was doing this, I was using my quality microphone from such and such, which actually produces very good microphones with very crisp sound and all this. And I could do this because I had gotten a good night's sleep on my super fubs blah 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 mattress with a special support. I really do these. I've been sleeping very well with them. You will too. Believe me, I love it. And to me, that's just like, that's not what I'm here for or anything like that. I mean, if you have an ad, put an ad in there, okay? You got to have an ad. Put an ad in the middle and just say, hey, we're going to have a sponsor break, blah, 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 blah. Okay, but then this fakey kind of bullshit is almost insulting to me. I just can't get into that. And, you know, right off the bat, as soon as I hear that, I just go out and, you know, I go away from the podcast right away and I start trying to find some nature photography prints that I want to put on my walls. And, you know, there's been some good ones that I've seen, like from Waiting in Photography, where they're really great looking things. They really accent a room very well. You know, so I'll find that instead of listening to the damn ads, because the ads kind of piss me off so much. When I get that pissed off, I find out that I'm very, very mellow again when I'm looking at some really good nature photographs. I don't think we're going to go any farther than that on this one here. But go find some good podcast, because it's National Podcasting Day, or try your hand at it. You're going to find out how much of a pain in the ass it is and how much editing you actually spend. You know, how much time you spend editing, how much editing you've spent out of your editing budget. I'm not even ready to talk normal talk right now. Good fucking Lord. But give it a try. Is it fun? Don't give it a try. Don't try it. Don't get started. You'll feel obligated. And then what the fuck are you going to do? Have a good holiday, everyone.